let me get a few announcements. Livesiders, do you guys all have your arms and legs inside the vehicle, your toupees glued onto your head? Are your buckles all buckled up? And if you're pregnant or going to become pregnant, I want you to take great caution because the level of excitement tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be second to none. Are you guys ready for that level of game?
Absolutely.
Nice. All right, guys, let me give you a couple of announcements, and then we're going to get right into it because I want to spend the bulk of my time with our esteemed guest tonight. As I just told you guys a little while ago, Northern California, I feel like I was going to sing, is the place to be. Things are happening. I'll share more about that in a minute. Guys, this is Rick Murphy broadcasting to you live down in Austin, Texas, and as you know, Radio Free Nican. My wife, Paige, and I are business partners. We love our business. She does every bit of much of this business, if not more than me. I am the one whose voice you hear, but she is the one whose brain does the thinking. So that's how things work around here, and we're glad to have you with us. We are on the edge of a new $1 billion in Nican, and I hope all of you realize what that means. I'm going to spend just a couple of minutes tonight talking about that, very briefly, in fact, and then I'm going to hand you over to our esteemed guest tonight so that you can hear from their expertise, but I want to share a couple things with you. First, every Wednesday night at 6 Pacific, 8 Central Time, which, of course, as you all know, means 9 o'clock Eastern Time, we are dropping the thunder on the Nican plan, the plan to win. Guys, we have the most simple way to share the business with people. It is simple, it's direct, it's to the point. It's duplicable, it's fast, and it will action-pack your team. Because as you know in this business, it's not about what you can do or how clever you can be. It's about what you can duplicate. It's a way to tell people who we are, what we do, and how we do it in 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or 10 minutes, however fast or slow you want to do it. There's no wrong way to do it. It's just about getting out, showing it to people. We have it in multiple versions, multiple formats. It is easy and effective. And the bottom line, folks, when you get people in front of it, they pretty much come into the business. That's just how it works. Of course, your enthusiasm and drive and attracting people to you is what makes this business come to life. But if you go, and let me go to my full screen, because that's the kind of guy I am. I want to share my desktop. Let me pop that open to you. As I share my friendly neighborhood desktop, there we go. If you go to pathfinders.biz and click on tools, and you go right down below that, you will see the Nican plan. It is extremely easy to download. That is the belly-to-belly or face-to-face version. If you go right below it, you have the slides. And on those slides is if you're doing something for a bigger group, meaning more than one person. But guys, any of you tonight would be able, if you're the newest person in Nican, to go in there and download that. And within 10 minutes, you could be presenting this business. In fact, folks, it's so easy. You can hand it to people, and your new people will actually sign themselves up. That's how it's going. Some of you guys on the live side, have you guys had that wonderful experience of having the plan actually, isn't it nice to have the actual business be a selling point of the business?
Absolutely.
Pretty powerful, isn't it? And that's what I want you to do. See, in fact, one of the things about Nican, and this kind of dovetails on what we're going to talk about, we are the first home career. What I mean by that is wave one network marketing was kind of slow to build, but if you built it, it was pretty stable. Wave two has been very fast. All these binaries, uni-level, hybrid plans, they're really fast, but they pretty much crater in 3 to 5 years. We're going to be the first one ever to be fast out the gate and sustainable in both. Now, we have the wide and deep product line you have to have that kind of a sustainable business. What we're doing now is updating our business model, and we're moving away from the heavy science, and I won't get into all the training on that tonight, but be able to articulate who we are, how we do it, and what we do in just a few minutes so that we put some speed into this business. That's going to necessitate a new generation of Nican leaders. And I want to start this call out by saying, just to give you guys an idea, the level of what this means, and I'm going to go back to my actual non-desktop sharing. I want you to know I'm still sharing with my heart, though, even if I'm not sharing my desktop. If you guys understand, because that's the kind of guy I am, if you guys take a look at what $1 billion actually means, I'm going to try to put this in some perspective to you guys, and I'm kind of thinking my internet just goes. I'm hoping this is. What do you guys see right now on your screen? There we go. Okay, I'm back.
There we go.
I'm back. Outstanding. Let me share this with you guys. $1 billion in new sales in Nican would be the equivalent of breaking 83,000 silvers. Does that sink in with any of you guys how big that is? Huge. 83,000 silvers. Then you divide it by three, that's how many gold that worth of volume we're talking about generated. What happens in a wave in this business is when it starts to happen, if you, let's say, have 5 or 10 people involved in it, those 10 people, when you hit the wave, will immediately be worth 10 times that, let's say. So what you want to do to be able to prepare for a wave is you want to get as many people in place, as many legs in place as possible, because what happens when the wave breaks, everybody gets excited about it, and they start building. But what would happen if you had that information first? Would you guys all agree that if you knew about a stock deal before it went public, you'd probably make a lot more money than if you bought it after it went public? You guys all know that all the money in the stock market is made before it ever goes public. That's the bottom line. If you're hearing about the trade, the people that have made the money have already made the money. In fact, a lot of you guys don't know this, but the computer programs on Wall Street are set up to notice a millionth of a percent change in a share price, and these big houses go in and buy all the shares up, or they sell them all. So before you guys sitting at home on your computers can even react to a share being bought, the major firms out there have already bought or dumped it, which means 80% of the money is made. How many of you guys are tired of living in that world? Anybody but me?
Yeah.
What I'm telling you guys about tonight, and I really want you to sit back in your chairs and realize this. For the first time in history, technology like WebEx, like Skype, like conferencing, like streaming video, like real interactive web pages exists. To build a network even 5 or 10 years ago, guys, this didn't exist what we're on tonight. My first conferencing system in the year 2000 cost me $125 a month for 40 lines. Do you guys understand that? Well, let me ask you guys this. Would you guys agree that when music came out on iTunes, that was a really big deal because no one had ever really done it before? That was a big deal, right? How many of you guys know that music is everywhere right now on the internet?
Yeah.
How about movies? Do you guys remember when Netflix was the only place to get movies at your house? And now that's even gone out of business. Now you get that online. But there's Google Movies. There's, you know, Amazon's got movies. iTunes has movies. That's how fast the world is moving. To actually have a home business really didn't function until recently when all the technology is in place. Let me ask you guys an honest question. Do you guys realize how big of a deal it is to have a global company that owns its own patents? Because if you're in a lot of the home businesses, they basically just have a product. And let's say you've got a vitamin X. The minute vitamin X goes off patent, let's say your company is named. Have you guys ever noticed that most of the companies, the name is the same as the product they're selling? Have you guys all noticed that pretty much? How many of you guys have heard of Zango or Monavie?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the name of the product they sold?
Zango and Monavie.
Right. Now let me ask you a question. Would you guys be a little bit worried if Niken was named the Aquaphor company?
Absolutely. Yeah.
The reason you'd have to worry about that is because about the time that goes off patent, all of a sudden there's 80 other people that are selling Aquaphor. And would you guys agree that it's pretty stupid to pay $60 to get a membership for something that you can buy in the grocery store? How many of you guys would agree with that?
Yeah.
Guys, the fatal flaw in the network marketing industry is the fact that the memberships are only protected for about 5 to 7 years, and then when it goes off patent, if the product sells millions, PepsiCo is going to go in and knock it off. If the product doesn't sell millions, it's going to go out of business. There's no third choice. So what they do is there's a standard trajectory in the industry where you have a jug of juice and then you get some magic face wash, or you start with a face wash, you add a jug of juice. That's the industry standard. If you guys go look, guys, I could show you 100 companies out there that basically have vitamin plans, and I'm not even going to, because there's some of the companies have really good vitamins. I'll tell you right now, there's nothing wrong with USANA's vitamins. There's nothing wrong with 5 or 6 other companies. Shackley's got really good vitamins. Melaleuca's got some really good products. You guys all know why I don't build that business? Let me tell you really clearly why. Because I can buy almost everything in those companies at a GNC. You guys all get that, right? You understand the magnitude of that?
Yeah.
So if you're going to sell a membership to buy your products, don't you guys agree you better have something that's not going to end up in GNC?
Yeah.
The reason this thing is such a big deal is because we're able to upgrade like Apple did from the iPhone 1 to the iPhone 5 and still be Apple we're able to go from the aquaport to the waterfall and still be vegan because we're about a concept of total wellness, and we're about the five pillars of health. We're not about the aquaport or the siaga or the power band. That is the fatal Achilles heel, and the compensation plans you see with companies that are going to be around for 5 years are binaries, matrices, and unilevels because they're designed to pay everything out before the bottom falls out. There's really nothing on the back end. Most of the money is paid in the sign-up. And, guys, the $500 sign-up in all these companies is basically buying about 15 to 20 bottles of the same thing. Our day pack is $500 for about 11 or 12 products. The word I'm looking for here, guys, is your membership has value with or without the business. The reason the business sustains itself is because the membership has value on its own. How many of you guys on the live side would continue to renew in Niken even if there was no compensation plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys, I've got an email, and I bet maybe Bernadette does too, from a guy that used to be a Royal Diamond in Niken, who sent out a letter to everybody in Niken asking if he could buy a magnetic fax thing. And now he's in another MLM. Do you guys have any idea how funny I found that email? There's another Niken former Royal Diamond trying to buy a bed online right now who's in another network. What does that tell you guys about our membership?
Exactly.
It's a big deal. So I want you guys to understand, never before in the history of network marketing has the technology existed. 10 years ago, it just didn't. 5 years ago, it was really not there. The technology is in place for Apple to do iTunes. It's in place for us to do the first home business. But to make the first home business last, the rules of business have to be there. You have to be priced to sell, yet priced for profit. We are. $90 to fix a bad back? Are you guys kidding me? $70 to stop neuropathy? That vital balance could easily be $8 to $10 a serving. We're selling it for $3. My brother, I just found out, Syracuse, which is why I just sent him some Jade Green, was spending $3 a serving on wheatgrass to fight his lupus because he forgot we had Jade Green. We just sent him something that was a third the cost and three times the value. Our beds are a third the cost of Serta and Select Comfort. We have value in our pricing. We own our patents. We don't have any debt. We're global. We have high-tech infrastructure. We have a product line with big stuff like a bed and small stuff like Jade Green. Every fundamental of business that you would look for in a company is in this corporation. It is just about the perfect company at the perfect place at the perfect time. And we are now positioned after 7 or 8 years of retooling for what we're going to do. We did not rebuild. We retooled. We moved from a 20th century company into a 21st century company. And to be quite frank, guys, the industry changed so fast from 2000 to 2014 because of WebEx and Skype and streaming audio. Folks, most of these people that built companies 10 years ago are handing out CDs and doing stuff like they did it in the last century. That's how fast business has moved. You could have built a business 10 years ago, and you're completely out of date. Niken has done all that work. What we are doing now and what that Niken plan really is, it is the next phase of Niken, and you guys are all signed up in it. What this event in October is, this is not an expo. This is not anything. This is the launch of the next $1 billion, and it is the first time there's been a home career. This is a big deal, and those of you that build it now are in a generational opportunity that comes along once every 20 or 30 years. You are creating a new method of business. You're creating a new type of healthcare, and we're doing it together under the auspices of Niken. Folks, you could live 300 years, and you'd find a lot of good opportunities. You would never find one bigger than this one. Those of you on this call right now that are signed up in Niken, this next 4 months leading up to the convention in October, what you do now counts times 10. I don't care how busy you are, what you've got going on, it is time to step up and put your big boy and big girl pants on and build this business, because this is an opportunity that will happen to you maybe once in your, in my short life, maybe twice. For most of us, it'll be once. If you're busy, I'm sorry, the garage is going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait on some softball games. And you're going to have to wait on some things that are important to you. I get it. I'm not saying it's easy to be a part of something. I'm saying that this choo-choo is leaving the station, and I'm asking, are you willing to be on it, or are you willing to watch it? What's happening now is one of the most amazing things. Guys, do you guys on this call realize the magnitude of what's happened to the job market? That one in every two jobs is being eliminated because of technology. Healthcare is broke. Do you guys understand the magnitude and the consequences for some of you on this call for not treating this like the big deal it is right now? I'm going to spare you guys the economic talks, but I'm going to tell you guys I'm a student of history. I have a PhD in history. I just didn't get it from a college. We're talking bread lines and soup lines in a decade for people that do not do other things now. Does anybody on this call doubt that?
Not at all.
I'm not going to be in the soup line. I'm going to be handing out soup. Guys, let me ask you something. If you know there's going to be bread lines, do you want to be in it or handing it out? Period. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. The pharmaceutical companies want to hook you. We want to heal you. This is just smart. So this is a big deal. What it's going to take is new leadership. All of you on this call have got to quit thinking like you're somebody's downline and start being upline. Start to take control of your own destiny. That Niken plan cuts you loose from your upline. Nobody on this team, on my team on this call, is in my downline. You're my partners. Nobody on this call is my underling. We're partners. I want you to use me and use each other, not need me. If you have that Niken plan in your hands and you have your web page set up, you have just as much ability to build this just as fast as the top Royal Diamonds in Niken. There is nobody on this call that needs to be somebody's downline anymore. You're free. All it takes is you sitting there looking someone in the eye, and I'm going to give you a magic key to this business. You know how you really build it? Forget about all these clever things you got to memorize. Look someone in the eye, tell them why you like Niken and why they might too, and then say, let me run you through this Niken plan and see if you'd like to be a part of our little band of pirates. It really is that simple. Quit trying to be perfect and just start trying to be honest. I like Niken because it's a chance for my wife and I to do something we believe in, to have an income that treats us with and gives us the life that we want and the time that we want to enjoy it. We love the products because they take care of our babies and they take care of my family. Guys, does that sound like a catchphrase to you guys or just sound like the truth? That's it. You guys that are trying to be perfect and memorize stuff and get people to sign up, I want you to be free of all that and drop that burden. The Niken burden is easy and the yoke is light. Put it down, start looking at people, and start standing up and saying, here's the way, and we're going to show you how to do it. So that's the bottom line. I'm going to transition now into the call. In October, as a lot of you guys know, someone just asked me to mention again, at the event in October, there's going to be another big kickoff call for the second round of ticketing. We're making some big decisions this week about what we're going to do from here because we're so oversold. July the 7th on this call, we're going to have all the big shots on again to share the next vision to close. We may close out. Guys, this event may be completely sold out in 4 weeks, 4 months in advance. That's July 7th. Second, Sunday morning from 9:30 to 12:30, we're going to do a workshop. It's a separate ticket. It's only $5 at the door. We had to rent a separate room. It's going to be standing room only. It seats about 350 to 400, so you guys know it's going to be packed. And what we're basically going to do is teach you how to plant and set up an area with the Niken plan. And in fact, next week's call is going to be piggybacking on this. If you want to be a Niken leader, we're going to teach you this stuff, which is how to build your area huge. We're going to cover this at the Sunday morning on October 18th, I think it is, and we're going to cover the Niken plan, and we have a lineup in there that's going to blow your socks off. So it's going to be really good. So that is the morning after. If you haven't booked your flight, that'll go till 12:30. Now, I want to transition to this. We have two great leaders with us, tonight, and I want to start out with Bernadette out in San Francisco area. I tell you guys, I traveled the whole country last year. I went from coast to coast. I went to like 15 different cities, and I was absolutely blown away in California at the packed houses, the caliber of people, the types of people. There's something stunning going on out there in terms of the caliber of leadership, the caliber of people, and the power of the event and the size of the groups. These are people on this call tonight that will be leading Niken, who are already very high-level people, but leading into the next wave of the next billion. And we want to invite you all to do that, too, which is why I wanted to bring Bernadette on tonight, because she's one of the voices of the next wave. And then Gary's going to come on and share his vision. I'll give him a big intro in a second. But I want you guys to understand that these folks are coming all the way from Northern California. Between them, they have 9 tables full of people coming all the way from the Valley and all the way from San Francisco. Live-siders. Is that pretty doggone impressive for Northern California, close to 2,000 miles from here, to be bringing 9 tables full of people to the event? We've only been ticketing for 4 weeks. Pretty impressive, isn't it? So guys, Bernadette McBurney is one of the most awesome diamonds, awesome leaders, awesome people in VCAM. Just, I don't even know if good things to say about you, Bernadette. I'm going to run out of adjectives over here. But I will tell you, everything you do, and I've seen your groups, are powerful, high-caliber people. From what we did in your home to what I saw in front of the group, to I've seen you at big events at the Royal Alliance, the NECA convention. There you are on the cover of the magazine, for crying out loud. You have quite a business going on out there, and you are bringing quite a mob of people. So, Bernadette McBurney, welcome to your first Pathfinders WebEx. It's an honor to have you, and what are you thinking as you hear all this exciting stuff going on, especially since you're leading the charge?
Well, thank you so much, Rick, for that introduction. Bruce, I have to tell you, it's very humbling to hear you introduce me that way, and very exciting. You know, it's an honor to be on the call with your team. You know, everything that you said, you know, obviously I'm totally behind what you mentioned. What I want to say, you know, NECAM is truly, right now, it's truly a new era. And it's whether or not people will really shift their mindset to believe it's a new era. Because
Right. More
than anything else, it's the mindset. You know, do we look at the past and stay in the past, or do we look at the future and build the future? That's really what it takes. You know, I know now it's better than ever. It's simpler than ever. It's more exciting than ever. You know, we are sponsoring people, you know, bringing on board people, you know, on an ongoing basis. And I will, you know, and from 22-year-old to 70-year-old. I mean, literally, we have a very wide range of, you know, in terms of group age in my team. And that's exciting. It's exciting. You know, we it's really a new economy. We need to think it's a new economy. It's not a bad economy. We need to stop thinking that people don't have money, because they do have money. There's no doubt. But what we need to do is to show them why what we have is a value. San Antonio is going to be an incredible event. I am so excited about this convention. You know, it's because it is, you're absolutely right, the beginning of the next wave in a big way, in a really, really big way. So, and whoever has tickets and table, I urge you to use those tickets not for your current team, but for new team members. You know, it's really what this is about. It's not having a table with your current team. Your current team should have their own tickets and buy their own tickets. It's you. I bought a table for myself, and my goal is to fit with brand new front line. It's not about people who are in my team already. That's not so. Anybody of the 5 tables we have, our goal is to fill it up with brand new people we're going to sponsor in the next 3 months. So that's something that I want to mention to each and every one of you on the line, is look at that, because that's what's going to grow your business in exponentially. You know, this business it's all about value. It's all about return on investment. When we invest in our product, the return is better health. When we invest in the business, it's return of time. It's return of money. It's return of lifestyle. That's really what it's all about. It's showing that what we do matters. It's not, you know, a phone service or this or that, and as much as those services might be great, but, you know, does it really matter, you know, on at the human level? You know, I, not that much, but, you know, we really have an impact on, you know, on the global basis, on the humanity, which is phenomenal. It's really a business from the heart. You're so right, Rick, when you say it doesn't matter. It's not about being perfect. It's not about presenting an information. It truly is not. It's about communicating with people at the heart level. It's about showing them that we care, and showing them that what we do matters for us as people, for our parents, for our children, for this, the generation that's coming, and the next generation, and for the world at large. And when people feel that, it does matter if we're not the best presenter. And I actually hope that you're not the best presenter. Because too often, if we're too good, then people say, you're so good, I can't do what you do. So I hope you're not becoming the best presenter at all. I just hope you're going to become the best connector that you can be. Connect them to a phone call, connect them to a website, connect them to other people. That's all that matters. And speak from the heart. Be true to yourself. Have fun. Because why would anybody want to come and join us if we're not showing them that in the process we're having fun? There's enough doom and gloom out there. And people, why would anybody want to do that? So I really think it's so critical. You know, to me, I said to my team, I said, it has to be simple, it has to be quick, and it has to be fun.
Yeah.
And because then people see, people, you know, what, because when we do that, by following those three principles, we actually take care right away of the main objection that people have, which is, I can't afford it, I have no time, or it's too complicated. And that's what we want. We want to show you, you know, like a 16, 17-year-old can do it, no matter what. Or I would say, you know, or a grandma, anybody. So it's so important. But it's about creating an emotional impact, so connecting at the emotional level. You know, the legacy 238, when we talk about the 3 billion in three markets in 3 years, which is now actually less than 3 years because we started that movement 6 months ago already.
Right.
So we're talking about November 2016. You know, it's actually the equivalent of creating a 100-year-old diamond. In volume, that's what it is. So the question is, do you want to be one of them 2.5 years from now? And as we are creating those 100 gold diamonds, there's thousands of diamonds that will be created, 2,000s of platinums, and so on. What, and maybe in your, in how you think right now, you're thinking, gold diamond, my gosh, it's too big for me. You know, what piece of the pie do you want? That's really what matters. And then connect with the people who really will lead and help you do that. Whatever your goal is, first of all, I would say, think bigger. Think faster. Don't let your past or the result that you've had up to now dictate how you think or how what you believe you can do in the next 2.5 years. Because today is different than what it was before. And it's all about belief. Whatever you believe, you're going to attract. So stop thinking about the past, because if you keep thinking about the past, it's going to keep you in the past. You want to think about what you want now and what you want to create a year, 2 years from now. And then an advice as well is, if your goal is to become a diamond, if your goal is to become whatever that is, and with a certain level of income, piece of advice, who are the five people you connect the most with?
Uh-huh.
Are they the people who you want to emulate their success? Or are they people who haven't done it yet?
Nice.
That's
huge. So you're saying to people, if we're trying to go to a new billion, and I didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted you to clarify this. Do you mind if I ask you a quick question?
Oh no, absolutely. Go ahead, Rick.
If you've been in NECAN for 6 months or a year or whatever, and we're getting ready to go to a new level in NECAN, what you're saying is maybe they have to even change who they're working with even inside of NECAN possibly, correct? They may have to work with new people and get new habits, it sounds like kind of what you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's two aspects to that is, you know, if you have a current team and that team is not quite ready to go to that next level, it's okay. They're not ready. Then we support them, we love them, we nurture them as well. We don't abandon them, but it's important to grow up as a leader. You know, it's about growing up. It's important that we grow up as a leader and realize that maybe that team is not the team that's going to help you move to the level where you want to be. So that's one thing. The other thing as well is, who do you mentor with? You know, we've all heard, I'm sure, the person who we, you know, 5 years from now, we are going to be a different person, and we're going to become a person, and that person will depend on the books we read, things, you know, we listen to, and the people we surround ourselves on. So who are the people you're surrounding yourself on? If you want to become, you know, a diamond or a lemon, and you want to earn a six-figure income annually by that time, are you surrounding yourself of the people who have done it already? Are you reaching out to those people? How much do you leverage the mentoring? The one thing that is an irony in me, Ken, all the coaching and mentoring is for free. And because it's for free, we don't pay enough attention to it. We don't give it enough credit. You know, and that is what sometimes I've happened that it's one of the sad things that we have when, you know, we don't value enough the mentoring and the coaching that the Role Alliance, Pathfinder leaders, that is made available to the field.
Interesting. That's really interesting, Bernadette. So you're saying it's a big deal. You said it several ways. Who they connect with, who people are talking to. If you're going to do a new billion, you've got to have mm-hmm. a new mentality. Or our newest people take advantage of the leadership that's above them, but don't need it, use it. I think when I said that a minute ago, do you see there's a difference between needing an upline and using an upline? Because you're obviously a very high powered upline too. In your mind, is there a difference between being needed and being utilized?
Completely. You know, being needed, first of all, you know, I do believe that when people need us, they're still unconsciously, maybe, we still haven't yet completely owned a business. This is not about upline and downline like you mentioned, Rick. This is really about owning a business. It's really about seeing ourselves as a leader, even if we are new, even if we don't have a big team. We are a leader because we choose to behave as a leader so we can become that leader. You know, it's very important. So not to wait for the upline to tell us what to do. Because if we think that way, we're actually still thinking as an employee versus as a business owner. You know, we really want to say what, you know, is, some of the things that I said to my team, if you have something that's never done before and I understand that and you need some help, come to me, but don't tell me what to do. Come to me and say, this is what I want to do, this is maybe the challenge, or I'm not too sure how to handle it, this is what I'm thinking of doing, am I on the right track, That already shows me that you're taking ownership, and then I would say, yeah, absolutely. And that just validates and will build belief and confidence in you that you are on the right track. Or I may make a different recommendation, but that change of attitude is huge.
Interesting. You also said something else interesting that I heard you say a minute ago. When you got your tickets for the event, you didn't buy them for the people that were on your team, like you're their den mother. You bought it for the people. And that's true. Like, you weren't thinking, okay, I've got 8 people, so let's go buy 8 tickets. You actually bought tickets for the team you don't have yet, and you're downline. In fact, one of the texts that you sent me when this was going on, everybody was freaking out to get tickets, your people were calling, asking if they could. You were helping your people get their own table. And if I'm not mistaken, a lot of your team was buying tickets for people that aren't on their team yet. That's pretty common in your group, it seemed like.
Those 5 tables, Rick, actually, and that's, you know, the 5 tables, not even without counting the people I'm buying, you know, single or tickets to get
right.
The table. But the people who bought the tables, it's totally for people they haven't sponsored yet.
That's beautiful. Well, but Bernadette, that cost money. That was a cost, right? I mean, that cost them. Did that cost them $70
or
$79 ticket, or was it an investment?
It's not a cost at all. It's a very cheap investment. To me, it's a cheap investment. You know, because, you know, $79 is what? First of all, for the quality of the event we're going to get, it's really just nothing. But it's nothing. But everything from now on, what I teach my people is, you know, your communication and the language we use is critical. from the moment we put our name on the dotted line and we've said, I want to build a business with Niken, nothing is a cost. Everything is an investment. We invest our time, and the return we get is time later on. It's our freedom. We invest our effort, and then we build, we get a network. We invest money so we can, and the return we're going to get is more money. We invest with the, we invest money in the products because, and the return we get is better health. Everything is an investment. There's certain words that I say to my team, I want those words eradicated from your language. I don't want to hear them anymore because it's not. And that's also what a business owner does. It's a different language than somebody, than someone who's not. You know, if, when we talk about spending money on the product or spending money on a training and so on, it's fine, so we feel that we've lost it. It's gone. I don't look at it that way. I just put it out there, so then it's going to come back to me tenfold, 100-fold, 1,000-fold. So it's a very important investment. You know
what's interesting, Bernadette? I was going to say, if you looked at, let's say you bought a 10 tables that was $790, do you realize that even if you made a 10% rate of return, that would only be $5 a month next year? So $790, even if you made $20 a month at Niken, that would be better than any interest you can get in any bank.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, even let's say, you know, one ticket, $79, in the next 3 months, I would say, you know, and I really believe that anybody could sponsor at least a senior a month. I really do. So, you know, we've got that. If we are senior above, we sponsor someone at a senior level, which is, you know, a $1,500 investment at the start. Well, as a silver, we're making anywhere from $250 to $300 a mission. So, it's a no-brainer.
Right. Okay. You said the tickets even less than what you would think. So that's a great point. So the bottom line is you've completely transitioned to being a business owner. So when you got a table, you didn't see it as you were spending it. You were putting, it's really not any different than putting $700 in an account knowing you're going to get a return on it next year, isn't it? It's identical.
Exactly. And you know, here's the thing. I intend to have, you know, to really have an exploding 2015 year in Niken. Exploding 2015. So I know that what I do today will show up in bigger number, in bigger team 3 months from now. So I know that the group that I'm bringing in October in San Antonio will participate to the explosion that's going to happen in 2015. So for me, San Antonio is an investment. So we can really explode to the level that we decided to explode it in 2015. I'm already,
nice.
To me, it's just one step towards next year.
I just had someone text me. They said that they're flying in from Canada. And even with the hotel, airline tickets, they said, let's say we spend $1,500 to come. They said that last year, per thousand, they made an average of 3.5% rate of return. So you're talking on that same, if they put that same $1,000 in the bank account, Bernadette, they would have made $35 over the year. If the other 500, you're talking $50. He just texted me, he would have made about $6 a month if he would have put that money into an account. Let me ask you guys on the live side as you're listening to Bernadette, do you guys think you can do better next year in Niken than $6 a month? Right. So if you're looking at a table being $700, You're still seeing it as not a business owner. If you look at it as being an investment, then this is a no-brainer because even if you made $15 a month, it's better than anything you could do in any bank. That's pretty stunning, Bernadette, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you know, there's nothing that comes close to this. And, you know, and that's why, you know, when I talk to people on Thursday, you know, and you're right, you were talking about, you know, other consultants and other network marketing companies, and we hear all of this, is, I hear some people in other company and they try to, you know, they call me or whatever and say, listen, don't waste your time because I do not believe there's anything else that comes close to what we have in Niken. There isn't. There isn't in so many ways. You know, in terms of products, in terms of values, in terms of impact, in terms of compensation plan. Our compensation plan is so much better now than because of the way it is structured now. And again, it is created for the future. And that's what's exciting. So it's all about, you know, growing up, evolving. Change is really good because, you know, change is what brings progress. And we are at a time when this is going just to go exponential. And the question is, who is ready to go to that level? That's really what it is. Because it's going. It's already on its way. It's a matter of who is going. Who is going with us and really, you know, ready to shift their mindset, ready to do the work. It's a learning to do something that's simple. It's just amazing. You know, it's what are you prepared to, you know, we talk about sacrificing our time and so on, but I actually would like to say, you know, maybe sometimes another word is to exchange, because when we have, people have a job or a business they run, and I said to people, you're exchanging already your time, you know, but for what? What are you gaining at the end of it? A job, but what does it give you exactly, right? Well, instead of exchanging it for a job, you're exchanging that time for something that is really for your future, for your kids' future, for your, you know, it's a legacy you're creating for yourself and your family. That's it's just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, I think it's important to internalize this and have a deep conviction. Don't worry about how it's going to happen. Because too often people say, I need to know how, I need to plan everything. I say, no, don't even go there. Just decide that you want to do it. Make that decision once and for all. And be, as leaders are, be flexible. And just know, when we talk about I plus M equals R, we've all been to HBM, so I'm sure that everybody understands what that is. I plus M equals R. The intention needs to be 100% clear and definite. Know what results you want. And if you want to be part of that legacy 238, what is it that you want to create by November 2016? And don't worry about the M. And the M is not just how we do it, but it's even the people. And sometimes people tell me, what do you mean? Yes, it's even the people. Because if you think that the people you have in the pipeline today are going to be the one who brings you to that point in 2016, maybe, maybe not.
Interesting. So it sounds to me like you thought that your whole view is, you want to know who's going to be in your business next. You're helping your current team, but you're helping your current team the most by getting a new team yourself. You're leading from the front too, it sounds like. I mean, I know you are, but you're definitely leading from the front for that. I think that's fair to say, correct?
Correct. You know, awesome. You know, that table, it's going to be with brand new frontline.
Good. So a lot of people would say, well, you're a diamond. You're obviously buying those tables for your existing people. And you're saying, well, I am, but I'm buying it for my, I'm helping my existing people by making sure I've got new people.
Rick, I will tell you this, is when people ask me, what is that? Is that ticket available for the day? And I actually told them no. I say no. This table is for my new front line. And I said, you want your ticket, you need your ticket. And I said, because again, is as you said, I'm leading from the front. I mean, I cannot, you know, leading is really about showing and being in action myself. Otherwise, otherwise I'm just not leading.
Nice. Well, that's a pretty strong message, Bernadette. I know everybody's really fired up. You guys in the live chat, Bernadette was awesome, and she, holy smokes.
She is great.
Awesome. You guys, that was awesome. Bernadette, I'm going to switch over now. Do you have any parting thoughts you want to share before I switch over to Gary? Or what's your best one piece of advice for everybody coming up over this next year to be a part of New Billion? What would be your best one-liner for them?
You know, I really believe, guys, just really we talk about having faith and having belief, and I know how critical that is. But I will say to you, just know the evidence is there that we can is growing, is exploding. People are sponsoring, people are making money. So, you know, just put the blinders on, cut yourself off from all the negativity or the doubt that might be out there, and just choose to be around the people who have chosen to move. Everything that we do is a choice, and everything that we do every day will determine where we're going to be tomorrow. So choose carefully.
Nice. That's very awesome. Thank you, Bernadette. Will you come back and be with us again sometime?
Yes, absolutely. Anytime. Anytime.
Most excellent. Well, thank you so very much for being here with us. I can't wait to have you on again. Well, Gary, let me tell you, you guys, a lot of you guys know Gary. He's joined us on the calls before, one of our dearest friends and most important partners and pals, and you name it, he is it. Gary, as you're listening to all this, and you're bringing a big herd of people as usual, too. You guys always travel with a mob. Your event when I went to Northern California was absolutely packed out the door. In fact, it was about as standing room only as you could possibly get in an event. As you're hearing all this and coming in from California yourself with a big mob of people, Gary, what say you, my good friend?
I say I am super, super, super excited, Rick. Thank you for the introduction. Thank you for inviting me on the live side again on your call. It's always a pleasure. Just to kind of follow up a little bit with what Bernadette was talking about, too, is that, you know, and I'll quote, you know, our national sales director, three words, promote, promote, promote. You know, Colleen Edwards says that all the time. And the better we get of promoting events, ABCs, whether it's weekly events, whether it's a Super Saturday, a quarterly event, or the big field convention in San Antonio, the more successful our businesses will be. You know, I'm gonna send out a little chat to everybody here. So I just sent it out for those of you who are just on the phone and can't see it. What I sent out is
you sent out to everybody how handsome I am, or was that just me? I thought you said that was just for me.
No, I sent it out to everybody. It says, belief does not come from success. Success comes from belief. And let me transition that a little bit, just because that, you know, here in the Central Valley in California, we are all so excited and we have so much momentum going. And I want to thank you for that, you and Paige and your team. You know, we came to the event in Austin, the Pathfinders event, very shortly after that. Our main one-on-one ABC presentation to people was the Nikan plan. And that Nikan plan gives that brand new person, and you've said it, many people have said it on your call, the belief that they can do this business. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
And that's huge. You know, and in my 15-plus years in Nikan, I've never seen a piece of information that we can utilize, that we can promote, if you will, that does that. You know, we've taken it one step further to where we present the plan in the slide form at our weeklies. And, you know, it takes less than 30 minutes. And then we follow it up with a little bit more in depth there. I'll follow up that meeting, you know, with 10 minutes of more information. If somebody hasn't been through the plan, we hand them a copy of the plan while we're going through it live. You know, and then that same question kind of comes up after the event. You know, we just showed you the plan. Do you think you can do this? Yeah, I could do this. You know, I really haven't had yet to have any person say to me, no, I feel uncomfortable. You know, I don't think I can do that. You know, I think we can almost train a chimpanzee to do it, to tell you the truth. But you know, and that's huge. I mean, it really is. You know, so when you have that, what it does, it creates the type of things that you've been talking about for the last month or so. It creates speed, and that speed creates momentum, and that momentum creates just a wave, and that's what we're experiencing here in the Central Valley. I mean, you know, we've got new leaders. I mean, Rex and Susie Olson, you met Rex at Pathfinders. You know, my gosh, I mean, these folks are 8 months in the business, and they're number six in the global contest for the big event in Orlando. I mean, you know, you got to be pretty excited to be pumping that kind of volume consistently in a group to be in the top ten, and yet be a brand new person, pretty much to meet it. You know, so the proof's kind of in the pudding there. After, you know, I knew they were going to be ranked up there pretty high, so we had a big quarterly event, beginning of mid-month, and Reed Nelson was down for that. And here I got somebody pretty much brand new in our business. I'm taking volunteers for different things to do during the event, and they volunteered to be MC. Nice. Now, isn't that cool? Of our team, they were the first one to buy their table. You know, so then we got a couple more tables, and now people are buying individual tickets. And like I've always told them, and to kind of piggyback on what Bernadette was talking about too, it's for the new people. But ideally, I want to have new people up and running now. They're going to have their new people at that event. So that I'm not just having new people. My new people are having new people too. So I always like to take it a step further at any type of event that we're promoting. So
nice.
So very cool. Very cool stuff. Yeah, very cool stuff.
So Gary, you're thinking what Bernadette said. You're not buying these tickets for your team. You're buying these tickets for the team you're gonna have. That's been a theme both of you guys have shared since you guys.
Well, if we don't have enough, the people currently on the team will give up theirs for the new people.
Nice. That's awesome, man. And you're bringing a whole mob too. In fact, the Olsons were one of the people I remember. They texted in the great ticket scare, and you know, we're ordering a ticket right away too. And on that note, everybody, we're having a conference call tomorrow night with Chris Cullo, Reed Nelson, and myself, and we're going to be making the second tier of decisions on ticketing. We have so many people from around the world who want to come that did not even have a chance to order tables. The 60 tables that we actually went up to 60 tables from 50 already. We got people beating down the doors to get these. July the 7th is going to be the next big call. So just so you guys can all plan to load up with your team, it'll be on this call on a Pathfinder's call on a Monday night. So just know that July 7th is going to be a very big call to mark your calendars, with what we're up to. So I just to give a little segue there, Gary, that, you know, the Olsons were calling saying, man, we need tickets right away. So that's how fast they're going.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Gary, what's your best bit of advice to everybody? And you've been a friend of ours on this call many, many times and one of our best friends on it. Bernadette left us some great advice. What is your number one piece of advice, my friend, for all these wonderful people?
I'll keep it real simple too, and let me add one other little quick thing there too, just because it was brought up, and it's, you know, I'll use a story for that. You know, you always hear it said, you know, network marketing is a better way, and it is a better way. And my belief is Nikon is the best network marketing company on the planet, bar none. Nothing else even comes close to what we have to offer. And much like yourself, I've studied other companies, their comp plans, their products, just to know what's out there, you know. And I was meeting with a guy the other day, and he just got involved in a new company that has one nutritional product. It has a binary compensation plan. The nutritional product is an extract. It's been on the grocery shelves and then GNC. It was pulled, put into a network marketing company. Why? So the manufacturer could probably make more money. But here's the thing. I sat with this young man and I said, listen, what you're investing here is your time, your energy, your integrity. And let's really talk about this, you know, just from a bare bones, you know, totally honest conversation. And I asked him, I said, what do you want from your business, this new business you're starting? And I said, and he says, well, what do you mean? I said, well, let's start with income. What do you want as far as income? And he said, I want to make $5,000 a month. And I said, okay. I said, do you have a plan to do that? And he just looked quizzically at me. And I said, let's talk about this for a second. You've got a $50 retail product. It wholesales for $40. What's the sweet spot of your compensation plan? He says, what do you mean? I said, what's your overall residual? He said, 6%. I said, 6% is good. And I'll give you that. In fact, ours is 6% as well. I said, so let's look at this. You have a $40 wholesale value product that you will make 6% on. That's $2.40 every time somebody consumes your product on a monthly basis. And just simple math, I said, how many customers or how many consultants do you need consuming that product a month for you to make your $5,000? And he looked at me, and I was like, over 2,000. But here's the part about it that's so sad. Is that gentleman ever going to see the fruits of his labor over the enrolled to get to a point where he has 2,000 people in his organization? No. And he's not with a binary compensation plan, a one-product company. Because you know, I know, and people who study this industry know, that it's not going to last.
No.
So no matter how much time, effort, energy, and integrity he puts into this business, it's just not going to happen for him, you know? And I said, so I'd like to then switch the table. I'm not trying to burst somebody's dream. I'm trying to give them a better vehicle for their dream. And said, if you just look at the average auto ship in our country, just in North America, it's almost $200 a month. So what does that mean? You need 1/5 the amount of people in your organization consuming on a monthly basis to make you $5,000, which is more doable. Let alone, we have a 100-year business plan, 40-year track record, stability, everything else. And a simple way to present the business with the plan. So my advice to everybody is, and thank you for letting me get that in there, is use the plan. If you aren't using the plan, use the plan. What it's done for our team, if people are doing the plan, either on one-on-ones or ADCs or doing one-on-ones to promote an ADC, all right, and as they're doing that, they're also ready to step right up into the spotlight at the weekly event because they're used to giving that information. So, again, I thank you guys for putting that tool together. It's something we've really taken to heart and utilized, and I credit that little tweak, that little transition into a lot of the explosive growth that we've been having. And
nice.
It's again, from that belief that we can do it. And everybody, if you want it, you can do it.
Right? Nice. Gary, you're awesome, man. I can't thank you and Bernadette enough for coming on. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I know our team enjoyed listening to you guys. Hey, Livesiders, did Gary and Bernadette rock the house tonight or what?
They did absolutely.
What a great awesome. Job.
I wanted to throw Aunt Connie's socks off.
What's that? Aunt Connie is now barefoot.
Thank you, my friend.
That is a good thing, guys. Well, Bernadette, Gary, thank you again for a wonderful job tonight. We stand in awe of your greatness, but we shall endeavor to emulate it. How about that?
Great. Awesome.
Good idea.
Appreciate
you. Hey, Livesiders, did you guys get the idea tonight? That your event tickets are not for you. They're not for your existing team. They're for the team you're going to get.
Yep, absolutely.
That's a pretty consistent team. And I'll tell you guys, if you're going to play this game, play it to win. Expect success. If you're telling me I'm going to go out and this is going to be the way I'm going to make my living, then by gosh, make your living that way. Put your shoulder into it. Talk about it like you believe it. Have some fun. Lead people to freedom. Folks, we are the first time in world history there has been a home career. I hope you guys get the magnitude in that. It will change your life if you do, and you will bring a lot of other people with you. So take care, everybody. Wednesday night, we will be rocking the Deacon Plan live. Get that thing downloaded, get it in operation. Let's rock the house. Have a great night. And then next Monday night, we're going to talk about how to plant and set your area up. So once again, this is Rick and Paige Murphy and our awesome live team with Radio Free Deacon. Signing off with a big thanks to Northern California and the San Francisco Valley area. Take care. God bless. And let's pack the events with your people. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful night.
Good night.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Rick.